Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Why?
I woke up crying late at night when I was very young.
I'm sorry, folks.
I had dreamed my father.
It's ridiculous. It's like your mother telling a story. It is depressing as fuck. Yeah, fade it out. Just like the death of the father.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Goodbye.
Yeah, we're going.
Welcome to last week's episode.
Yes. Well, it's this week's episode.
For them, it's this week.
Yeah. But how do you feel about espresso or espresso?
Send us an email.
You know what?
You'll have your answer next week.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, send us an email. We'll talk about it next week.
Espresso versus espresso. Send an email.
Yeah. You can find out next week about our conversation about that, along with other valuable opinions.
Yes. Yes. Weighed into by some of the greatest minds of our time.
Which is mom.
Yeah, only because she sided with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, the other two people sided with me.
Uncle Mark gets made fun of.
Okay. So do I. What's your point?
Exactly. Exactly the point.
Oh, my God. So, wow, I was very close on the mic. This
yeah,
week's
you always
is,
are.
Stop
You're
it.
Eating
you,
the
I
fucking
think you
thing.
Were louder than me last time I was watching the Peaks.
You were way worse. Peak. Now you're watching Peaks. Now you know what Peaks are all of a sudden.
I do, yeah.
Fuck's sake. I always get nitpicky.
I had
over
to
here.
Click the record button one time, so now I'm an expert.
Look at your Peaks. Look, my Peaks are just nice and mellow.
Oh, no, stop.
Look how small
mine
are. Because
you're trying to like watch your
Look
voice
how big
now.
Yours are.
Oh, stop it.
When they pop up. Get as soon as you start talking, just, they get big.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you know what? You're like that with guys.
This week we're watching Seek and Destroy. It's the 12th episode of the second season and the 24th episode overall. Michael, under the alias of Miles Parker, is hired by Scott Chandler to investigate strange activity, logins at odd hours, and usual computer activity and telephone bugging at an art gallery. But after being attacked by the gallery's receptionist, Michael finds himself working against Chandler. Meanwhile, Michael needs to find the person who planted the bomb in his loft. Therefore, he turns to the arms dealer, Seymour, for help.
Good old Seymour.
Good old Seymour. After he shoves half a tin of dip in his face, he's
going to
push
Which Seymour actually appeared in the first season.
Butts? Is that his last name?
No.
Well, that's disappointing.
No, this isn't The Simpsons.
Sharon Gless does not appear in this episode.
Really? That's unfortunate.
No Maddie in this episode.
I like Maddie.
Yep. There is one continuity error.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
The security code for Chandler's office changes from a very insecure...
They're stretching
putting some
me.
Opinion in there. From an insecure 3-digit code early on in the episode to a more secure 7-digit code 5 minutes later in the episode.
I don't know if that's a continuity
error. It's funny. I don't know if it's a continuity error.
I think maybe he just got wise.
There's some editorializing going on.
A 3-digit fucking code isn't secure enough.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is going to be the question. Does it occur within the same scene? Like, when he's in the room, does he learn it's a 3-digit code and goes over the door and types in 7 digits? Because if that's the case,
then we
have a problem.
But if it's two different split scenes.
Right, where it's like a day later, it's 7 digits.
Well, now he's got something more secure that he wants to keep.
Right,
so
right.
It's not. So we'll see.
We'll pay attention to that.
We'll see.
We'll pay attention to that.
To be determined.
To be determined.
TBA, as the kids will say.
TBD. What the hell is TBA?
To be announced.
Yeah, which isn't what we just said.
We're going to announce it.
It's to be determined. TBA. Cool. That's not the same.
You know what that's called?
What?
A continuity error.
It is a continuity error.
Maybe someone will do a podcast on the Wisconsin Goodbye.
Someday, 20 years from now, when someone's doing the Wisconsin Goodbye Wiki website. Yeah. They'll put the continuity error on there.
Yeah. Like, oh, he said TB. He Perfect. Said to be determined. And then he said the TBA. Right yeah. after.
5 minutes later, continuity error.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Are we sure we don't want to just make this a banter?
Yeah, we're sure. We can't. We can't. It has to be the show.
We can do whatever we want. You know why? Because we are the show.
But we already introed the episode. Like, we can't now be like, psych, fuckers. Like, this is another.
Some might like that better.
Well, we can keep doing the show is
on. But Danny like, is the, following along on the episodes.
I don't know.
She used to.
I don't know.
I thought she was. Right,
we'll find out.
Danny.
Write us an email. Let us know if you listen to the Burn Notice episodes.
If you're watching the Burn Notice episodes.
She definitely isn't.
Well, then.
She might still listen to us.
Then just let Baby J have his fun with us, son.
She might listen to us, but I guarantee you she's not watching the show.
Well, that's unfortunate. Because that's part of it.
It is part of it, but we play the show loud enough that you can sort of hear it in the background.
I know, but it's the seeing is believing.
Sure. Sure.
All right, we ready?
Yeah, man. Like.
In three.
Now seek and destroy.
One.
Perfect. And there's no volume. Excellent. We're firing on all cylinders here, man. Unbelievable.
I don't know why it has to be so high. Now?
Yeah. I sort of don't hate it loud. If I'm being honest with you, I've compromised on what I feel the appropriate volume for the show is. Because you on several occasions have told me that it's too loud, and I've been like, okay, fine, bring it down. I prefer it loud because I think they should be able to hear it.
Really? Yeah. You prefer it loud?
Yeah.
You, of all people, prefer something on TV loud because you listen to your TV at fucking three. And I'm sitting here like, dog. I can't hear this.
There have been times where I've been watching my TV on volume 1 and thought it was too loud and lamented the fact that there's not a setting for half.
Exactly.
Oh my. Hey, here you
1 go. 1 point.
Damn.
1 point.
To be fair, she is so small-chested as to make it as if there's no fabric on her body at
all.
It's
almost a dude.
Yes. This scene does not do her favors.
She's very ribby. You notice that?
Like, for sure. Yeah. Like in this? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
showed it when you attacked me with a baseball bat.
Golly. I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not going to say. She also has a long torso. We're really ripping into Fiona's looks right now. But, like, she is pretty. Like, I won't detract from that. We are nitpicking on this, but.
It's just wardrobe.
It is. It was a bad call.
Yeah.
I think part of the issue is they then immediately juxtapose her with this.
And then we have these.
Right? Like, you looked at Fee, and then 2 seconds later, you're looking at this.
Yeah. You got two triangle napkins with a string, and then you have bodacious bosoms.
And a lot of them. In all the scene of them. Immediately following it.
But she's ripped.
She is ripped.
I mean, she's got a six pack and all. Yeah.
Is this the most casual outfit we've seen Michael in today?
It is. We're showing some belly hair.
He's wearing a swimsuit and an unbuttoned shirt.
Security. Seymour. Good old Seymour.
Yeah, because we've met him in season one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because remember when the arms deal went bad?
Yeah.
In season one. Yeah. And there was a whole thing.
Yes.
And now Michael's going to fucking take that away from him.
You have hollow points in there.
No one can see the bullet, Seymour. As an arms dealer, you need to
you
know
should,
this.
You should know that. Dumbest arms dealer. You got to teach me some of these moves. All
right, what's everybody staring at? This is a party.
I'm sorry, Mike. What are they doing again?
Tracking someone, an explosives expert, Derek
Poole. Right. It's weird that he would come this casual to this thing, right? If he's just here to ask Seymour questions.
Yeah, why isn't he wearing his normal
get-up?
Normal
shit.
Because I know you're good for it. But we are going to have to be in constant dialogue, Mike, okay? You and me, badasses in this together.
gun pointed to his ribs, and now.
See how they just laid you out again?
Again.
Teamwork, people. And it is a beautiful thing.
Look at the one in the green, though.
I know, yeah.
Hit the blender.
Yeah.
And look at her.
Yeah.
She picks him up, and every single ab comes out.
Just ripples.
Kind of like mine.
Yep, sure.
They're in the cooler.
I need a favor.
Yeah, they're just.
And now they're non-existent.
Right. It's got to be the lighting, right?
It's the lighting. And the flexing of actually pulling.
No.
So she gets a point. Right off the bat.
Does she?
Yes, because she took down the guard for Michael's adventure of trying to track an explosives expert.
Fine.
1 point out of the gate again.
That's never good.
This is
never good.
Stacking up against you, buddy.
It's never good.
Where's Sam?
Never good.
Hoo hoo.
Never good.
Hoo hoo hoo.
Never good.
Mike, do you have to work with Sam?
There he is.
I mean, the guy's unstable.
He's connecting and doesn't mix well with government tests. Do you have my new cover ID?
Yes. Your Miles
Parker. Cover ID.
Point.
1 point.
Yep, I'll take it.
1-1.
Desk jockey. Perfect for a cushy office.
See, I'm very open.
You are. You. I'll take. Yeah. At least so far, you've been very fair.
Looks like I'm good to go.
I was fair the last episode of Burn Notice also.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
I was actually giving on the last episode.
So you. I will admit, you were a little. You were very flexible on points for Sam.
Absolutely,
last episode,
I was.
Only because you knew it didn't matter and you wanted to make me feel good.
No, it wasn't. Is because he earned them fair and square.
Yeah.
What is up with the oversized suit on Michael today?
It's huge on him, right?
All right, we got a 3XL on an XL kind of person here.
Gigantic.
The fuck's sake.
He is swimming in that jacket, dude. Look at how far past his wrists it goes. Bro, that's down like his thumb.
Thank you very much. Can I give you something to drink?
Oh, this guy's familiar. I remember this guy.
No, he wasn't.
No, I just remember...
Oh, of something else?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, he's never been in this.
Wall Street, Silicon Valley.
The actor is familiar to me.
He's probably played in parts.
I know him from something big. Which is an inside joke that I've explained to you once before on the show, but you definitely don't remember. It's a reference to another podcast that you definitely don't listen to. Because it's a Star Trek podcast where they watch Star Trek and talk about it.
Listen to Star Trek,
and one of the co-hosts, his thing was always like, I know him from something big. And then they'd look it up and he'd have like one episode in some shitty show.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't know that at all.
Yeah.
Whoever installed it didn't isolate the circuit. You were hearing a little feedback. I want to know who planted this. Any idea what they're looking for? I sell about $30 million worth of art a year.
Oh boy! I almost spilled a little bit was left here. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a big cup. You ain't gonna spill.
It's pretty empty too. Do you want to know what was disappointing at the Brewers game last night?
What's that?
I couldn't order margaritas to the seat.
Really?
Really? I walked out to the taco stand that's like right behind the seats. Their machine wasn't even on. Yeah, I was. I mean, there was only probably like 6,000 people there, so it might have been like a.
So you couldn't order anything to the
I could order stuff to the seats, but they didn't have margaritas or anything, so it was just like beer and cans and then carbless seltzer.
It was like ice cream at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Their machine's broken.
Yeah. So we ended up having to walk down to the Sky Lounge and get like vodka lemonades and stuff like that. Mm. And then, of course, you know, at the Sky Lounge, it's like $26 for a double. So.
I don't think it's quite that much.
It was. It was $53 for two drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You know, and this is why grandmas have purses to bring vodka in.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Because I shouldn't have to pay $53 for two drinks.
You know, I remember my grandma being ridiculous at the movie theater back in fucking early 2000, bringing candies and everything.
Oh, sure.
I swear to God, she could have fit a microwave in that goddamn purse.
I think it was, I want to say, he's going to kill me if I get this story wrong. So I'm just going to say it was me and Chris. Smuggled like a full McDonald's meal in.
Yeah,
because like I had an old like army jacket that had like 7 million pockets on it, so it was like McChicken, cheeseburger, French fries, all this sort of stuff. You'd put the soda in your pant leg, right? And like I remember being in the movie theater, and we had so much McDonald's food, we were handing it to strangers in the movie theater. You know, I was Cheeseburger Eddie.
attack his bodyguard. He's going to put a tracker under her car so you can follow her right to him.
He's going to put a tracking device under her car in front of the Russian mob.
So theoretically, cool. He knows who did it, right? Because he figured it out through the fees thing last episode, right?
Yes.
At the construction site?
Yes. Someone without blowing your cover, you have to come up. This is very loud. One that
explains it is pretty loud. So the Russian mafia reminds me. So Nick said that if I die before him, he's going to take money and he's going to hire Russian or Ukrainian actors to come to my funeral. And sell me up as the Baba Yaga. But with a twist. Like, the mafia guys are going to talk about me as being, like, this really, like, terrible assassin that, like, worked in Kamchatka in Russia for, like, a period of time. But then there's going to be a small boy that's with them. And he's... No, he's going to talk about how the Baba Yaga was basically Santa Claus in his village.
You know, we should call him on one of our
banters. And then he's going to hire two Ukrainian women to show up and fight over my corpse, basically.
Well, that's the only women action you get.
He's like, I just want your funeral to be, like, super memorable for everybody.
We should call him on one of our banters.
We could. We could have him over here. It's not like he lives...
We could just have him over.
Dude works the same schedule as me. He lives 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah. I think we should make that happen.
We could make that happen. I think he'd enjoy coming and hanging out.
Yeah.
Get away from the fam for a night. Yeah. I think he'd enjoy that. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, the little boy being like, look at her. Being like, and the killer is the kid's like 10, and so he'd be like, when I was 6, the Baba Yaga come to my village. He bring candy and presents for everyone. And people would be like, that was like 4 fucking years ago. Baba Yaga is the most merciful man I have ever met.
A hero and assassin. A
hero and an assassin.
Suit bugs me.
It's for sure on purpose for the character, right?
Yeah. Like,
considering he's usually a dude who wears like
very tight,
very tight and tailored
formed,
stuff.
Tailored.
Yeah.
Professional.
There is something about a tailored suit that just makes you feel good.
Oh yeah.
Like 100%. I love a good tailored suit. It just...
I have a tailored suit.
You feel sharp. I gotta get a new one. I put on a little weight since my last tailored suit, but
mine is a little is loose.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Mine's a little tight across the stomach.
Yeah. I've been gymming a lot. I put hundos up again on dumbbells.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got a video of it.
I broke my heart. My heart got broke when I went and got my suit because I remember going. Chris was with me, and we were going to get vests. Nice.
That's some heavy weight on one wrist.
Yeah. We get in our vests, and the guy looks at him and is like, yeah, like a large, regular or whatever. Goes, gets Chris a vest, comes back, looks at me, doesn't measure me, doesn't do dick, just looks at me.
2X?
XL. I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, he wasn't even hiding.
No. He was just in the dark.
Just standing in the dark.
In the dark. We need to have a conversation. Okay. I know this looks crazy, but... I have big milkers.
I was thinking the same thing. Thank you for that. I was like, I was going to say something, but I don't want to seem weird about it.
No. She does.
A lot of boob conversation in this episode we've had already.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds a little hardcore for an art dealer. You know, you don't understand.
He killed my father. Oh. Is her name Ignacio Montoya? We're on it today, man. Hey!
Wow. Hello, Daddy D.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good. Did you listen to my voicemail?
yes, I just listened to it. I got the other one.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck you, man. That's bullshit. Yeah,
that's fuck.
What's up, Andrew?
How's it going, man?
So you're on the episode now.
I am, for yeah. God's sake.
Yep.
Well, we're gonna have to see what my lawyer has to say about that.
You're gonna have to sleep with her lawyer?
I have before.
I mean, yeah, oh. that's how he pays her, man. Oh, I'm sorry, that's how he pays him.
Him. Yeah, yeah. Sam. In sexual cool, favors.
Cool, no. Cool, cool, cool.
When you back in town?
When I come back to town?
Yeah.
I'm thinking to leave, hopefully, by this week.
Oh, hell yeah.
This week, yeah, this weekend, or I'm trying to get, I'm going to see what kind of weather we got going on here, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we miss you the hell out of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I miss you all, too, man. And you got my shirts, right?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah, they probably won't fit you. They're, you know, they're either larger, but
you know who they'll fit.
They're cop shirts, you know. So
actually, the one with the
land shark.
The yeah, yep, that one. I had bought in that one when I was in Georgia.
You're shitting me.
I'm dead serious. So that one I gave to Alyssa. The other one is a 2X. So that one's mine.
Good. The New York one.
Yep. The one. Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. I started laughing when I seen the first one of the land shark, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's the same color and everything. And
oh
I was like,
yeah.
You have to ask him a very important question.
I was like, well, I've never seen that before. I was like, oh my God, that first person I thought about was you, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Good deal.
What's the important question, Andrew?
The very important question is the espresso question.
Yeah. What do you think it is, espresso or espresso?
I used to say espresso, but it's
thank
spelled
you.
Espresso.
Yeah, yeah, so it's espresso. He said espresso first.
I used to, yeah, I used to say it.
So what did you always say?
I would say espresso.
Yep.
But he's moving the phone away when you answer.
Yep, you're 100% correct.
But it's espresso.
Yes, it is.
Damn it.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, that's what, yeah.
But actually, to the Webster Dictionary, it's espresso is another term.
Oh, my God.
And
well, in third grade is when I spelled it espresso.
God damn it. Well, you know, firefighters be like that sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I know, man.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to win this today.
You didn't win.
You, man. It's four people in my column.
Yeah, but the people that matter
you got
are
two,
in mine.
You got two. It's you and a person whose ass you kissed right before you asked the question.
But she meant that. She meant it all the way.
Yeah, because she felt bad for you, bro.
No, she didn't.
Oh, my God.
You're just angry she likes me more. That's his mom we're talking
my
about.
My own mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, no, we're excited. I'm excited to pluck some strings with you again.
Yeah, me too, brother. Yeah, I'll give you a holler. Or I'll text you anyways when I'm on the way, when I'm in route, so you know. Yeah, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, we got to get together, hang out, do some Jello shots.
Hell yeah.
You can make some more of those creepy Mountain Dew and pickle ones that I'll refuse to do.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, guys. Hey, man. It's good to hear your voices again.
Good to hear from you, man.
Okay, guys. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I knew you would call there in the episode.
Yep. It works out perfect because it's now the ultimate brain teaser for like.
Oh, yeah. And it sets up the espresso.
It really espresso. Does. Are you okay over there? You got the hiccups?
That little hiccup.
Got a little bit too much to drink there, baby?
Well, hickey, hickey.
A little too much to drink? It's a little too much to drinky drink.
But guess what? Another spoiler alert. It'll be fucking a tree trunk.
Yeah, no worries in that department, apparently. Find out about that next week.
And that was confirmed.
On the next episode of the Wisconsin Goodbye.
And confirmed.
And then all clips of just what we were talking about.
Yes, yes.
So we haven't been paying attention. So this is a point for Sam.
Fee got a point then.
You don't. She wasn't even on the screen.
You weren't paying attention.
Correct. We're not counting anything that happened at that time.
We're not counting any of this either.
Yes, we are. We're watching this.
We just got to this.
Yes, and Sam is doing recon.
No.
He's handing over files.
Null and void because we don't know what happened.
No, stop.
Do you want to rewind?
This is Sam hand. No.
Do I need to rewind?
No.
All right, then this point is null and void. It's 1-1 still. Because we didn't see what happened during
the
rest
of it. No, we're watching this.
No. Negative.
Yes, we're
this point
this
is null
right
and void
now.
Because we didn't see the last 6 minutes.
Oh my god! Well, then the whole episode is null and void, and it ends in a tie, 1-1.
Fine. Tell me you didn't. You did, didn't you? Did. You don't like that.
No, I hate that.
Yeah.
Because this is a point for Sam. We're watching this part of the episode.
Yeah, but it doesn't negate the 6 minutes that we didn't watch.
You're right. That 6 minutes doesn't exist.
Exactly. So therefore, the first point for Sam is negated, and it would have been the same thing for Fee.
No.
If she got a point when we just first started watching again, yeah. It would have been negated.
No, because you're going to do some. This is a point for Sam. He's there too then.
All right. So it's 2-2.
Fine.
Ooh, that's another point for Fee.
Stop. This is a,
that thing's so tight I can see her inner side of her belly button.
Oh, my God. This guy pops up a couple times too, doesn't he?
Ooh, this might be another point for Fee.
No, she already got her point for this.
For this right here, being there.
No, yep. Stop.
Sam got one for being there.
Correct. They both got the point
but
for
if she does something
do
extra.
No.
If she does something
no,
more.
No, that's not how it works.
Well, then Sam doesn't get a point because she didn't do anything.
Then I would, if that's what happens, then I contest that he gets the point that I was arguing for already.
Then it's 3-3.
Fine.
Because this is already a point for Fee.
3-3.
I think it's 3-2.
3-3. The point that I was arguing for Sam is even more important considering that it was recon that he was doing for the bomb guy.
All right, fine. We'll give him that point. That's 2. This is 2.
Sure. 2-2.
And an extra point for Fee because
no.
We don't know what happened in the 6 minutes.
Stop. No. No.
It's automatic.
No.
It's automatic
no.
Then if you want to give Sam
no.
A point.
No. No. No.
It's all the same thing. Sam hasn't even done anything until now.
He's about to.
Now? So he didn't get a point for the original just sitting there.
So then
she's
it's
drugging
tied.
Him. Okay,
so
then it's another point for him.
No, then it's 2-2.
Drugging him.
It's 2-2.
We're going to call it a wash.
We'll call it 2-2.
We're going to call it a wash.
It's 2-2. 2-2.
But she has to get sexually molested by this guy.
Yeah, but she's choosing to do that. You can't molest
she
the
ain't
will.
Choosing to do
you
that.
You can't molest the will.
This is about to be another point for Fee.
No.
She's about to put him unconscious.
Sam's going to break in with the ice bucket and smack him or something.
Nope. He doesn't. Exactly. That's 3-2.
No.
This is a point for Fee.
No, this is one event.
No.
You already said it's one event.
Negative.
You
not
said,
anymore.
You already said it's one event.
Not anymore. Sam ain't doing shit.
He's trying to break down the door.
Not good enough. That's a point for Fee.
It's 2-2.
It's 3-2.
It's 2-2.
It's 3-2.
It's 2-2.
Andrew, I was very giving.
William.
The last time.
2-2. Yeah, because
3-2.
It would make a difference.
It is 3-2.
Oh, he's got like a freezer door on his apartment now.
He does. But that's 3-2. That was a
fine,
whole
then
different
Sam
thing.
Sam gets a point for talking to this chick.
No. Let's not get petty here. He's not doing anything.
He's listening to the bug.
You're getting petty.
He's doing a thing. He's doing a thing.
You're only
he's,
agreeing to it
he's,
because
he's
cause it helps Sam.
He's transcribing the bug data.
All right, we're going to get real petty then.
3-3. Let's go, bro.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
That's why I drink. You.
This argument
you.
Right here.
You. Just you.
The
in
Sam
general.
Fiona.
You in
argument.
General. You in general.
We are in rare form tonight. I think we're both well.
We have a lot of energy.
We're both well rested. We're coming in hot on everything.
Coming in hot.
Just hot takes. Hot take, hot take, hot take.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
What is this now?
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot.
All right. That should have been the play-in song for this episode. That should have been the play-in song for the episode.
I didn't know what the rap was in the beginning, but that's all I wanted was that part.
What else do I know this dude from?
Probably Star Trek.
Because
you're a nerd.
So probably not. Based on the time frame that this show came out and other shows that I would have been watching at a similar time, probably Stargate. Because there wouldn't have been, I don't think, new Star Trek shows in 2009 with the, maybe the exception of Enterprise, which is definitely not where I know him from.
It's a bunch of shit that I don't care about. Like a condom. No, there's nothing. I don't protects us.
Protects us, my precious. My golem is terrible. Presents. Yours is pretty good, yeah.
Dude, it protects us.
I have to get my nasal voice.
It brings me back to Producer Jay. It sounds like he's just putting his hand over his mouth. No, that's exactly, what he's doing.
Oh.
I think he stopped watching
he had to
or
have,
listening
right?
after the first or second episode.
Yeah.
You
sure you have to go through the gallery? Yeah. And he's checking the service. I don't have much of a
choice. Guess who's getting a fucking point? Okay, you are clear to get to the My man, Sam X. So it's 3-2.
Yeah, baby.
See, I'm willing to give the points where they're deserved.
Yeah, no.
You're not.
Yeah. You're That's not
You're
true.
Not.
That's not true.
You're not. You fight me every point I have to get for Fiona. You do. Admit it. You fight me every point to give Fiona. Yes, you do. The viewers, email me at thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com knowing that he tries to fight me on every point I try and give Fiona when it's well deserved.
Those cameras are rotating super fast.
They're very quick. Like, that's moving. A spy has to go back to the scene of the crime the next day and act like nothing happened. It makes the approach a little more delicate. How's it going in there, Mike? Yeah, there's nothing here but certificates of authenticity for paintings and artwork. It's got to be here somewhere. When you're a spy, you spend a lot of time looking for people's hiding places. It's always good to start by searching where your target has the easiest access. I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, smart targets don't always hide things where they have the easiest access. After that, the search gets a little more subtle. You look for signs of moved furniture, marks on the carpet, scuffs on the walls.
Well, it looks like
that's cocaine.
All right. Well, you missed stuff. I think you dropped out about like
cocaine.
You missed cocaine. They missed probably like 30 seconds of show.
Okay. Well, that's good. I don't know why that it's. I've never had that error before.
No, I've never seen that before.
That was weird. I'm glad you grabbed
me. I'm glad I saw that.
Otherwise, we'd have been talking for a very long time.
The show would have been over. We'd have been like, ah,
oh, shit.
Yeah, because the last thing I said was, I said, do you think that's true? Maybe they heard cocaine, because I said, do you think this is true? And then the very end of it that you played for me initially was us laughing, which was after we'd both said cocaine.
Could have, okay.
So, like,
so it was like a brief 15 seconds.
A very little bit.
Sorry about that, folks. That was some weird phenomenon that is not done by any of us.
Solar flare. Reflecting the light off
solar eclipse
of Venus, gas pockets. Yeah.
It came off Uranus.
It's global warming.
Came off Uranus.
It's global warming. Nick and I blame everything on global warming now.
That's fine.
On The View, Joy Behar said some shit where she's like, yeah, earthquakes, cicadas, and the eclipse all happening at the same time is because of global warming, climate change. Sure. So we blame everything on climate change now. If stuff doesn't go slightly right, we're like, ah, fucking climate change.
Point for fee.
That's we're hanging out with this guy? Sure.
No, they're surveilling.
I'll give it to you.
3-3.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, I put up lights in the kennel.
Oh, fancy.
Solar.
Fancy. So he doesn't have to sit in the dark?
Well, he doesn't even use it. But I had ordered them, so I'm like,
so you had to put them somewhere?
I'm going to put them up.
Yeah.
A practitioner of Tai Chi. Let me tell you something. A practitioner of Tai Chi.
Yeah, baby. All right. It's a destiny, you two.
Forces bigger than us. Don't argue with that's that. True.
It what?
For the end, that's destiny for them too.
Yeah, it's because theoretically the show is being written by someone.
Yeah, but it's destiny for them two to be together.
Yeah, because the writers,
as it shows in season 9.
The writers decided that.
Or did they decide? I can take this outside if you two need some
alone. That's a point for Sam.
No, he grabbed a beer.
He was going to give him time to bang.
Negative.
Now who's fighting me on every point?
I'm going to... You remember that last punch? Next one's going to be harder. By the way, the last punch happened in next week's episode.
We're missing stuff. Sam was doing work. He looked
no,
up
he
the
wasn't.
Phone number.
I'm at the office. I found something.
You're at the office? You're not supposed to... I was talking to a girlfriend from work. Does she get a point?
No. We don't care about her. She's a frequent flyer. Or unfrequent flyer. Whichever.
She would be flavor of the week.
Thank you. Sloot. Not what I would say. That would be what a flavor of the week is.
No. Yes. Flavor.
I've had plenty of flavors of the week.
Like
you witnessed
flavor
of the
week
flavors
is like,
of the week.
Yeah, I did. Flavor of the week is like the thing that is just here for this week. So like even Seymour is like a flavor of the week character.
Yeah, I'll give him 2 weeks. Flavor 2 weeks.
He's definitely not recurring.
He like is recurring.
No.
Recurring means happening over and over again.
Like a recurring character in the season has to show up like a certain number of times.
Correct. And she's definitely not going
to
be.
No. And neither is Seymour is what I'm saying to you.
Point for free for wearing them shorts.
Shut it.
We want to play games. We'll play games.
That's not.
We're still tied.
That's, yes.
3-3.
So they're theoretically both about to earn a point. Because Fee's going to do a thing and Sam is going to do a thing.
Allegedly. It's not on screen. It didn't happen. I love that black Charger with white interior.
It's
so classy.
Such a clean car.
So classy.
Yeah.
And I like how they didn't leave it pristine. Like the steering wheel's got the fucking,
yep,
the rub burns,
yep,
from hands and
it's
oils.
It's such a clean look.
However, they could have done better than on the steering wheel alignment because he's driving straight and
yeah, but that's
you
a,
had the pillar
that's
straight
a TV
up.
Trope too where they do a lot of like moving.
Yeah, but they could have done better.
Yeah.
The black market.
Genius. What do you think the Nazgul voice? The dark voice. The Nazgul voice has more like fade off at the end. It's not just a whisper. It like
yes, it's almost at the end. When you're playing the score, the goal is to get the target destruction. Because they're Nazgul. But I am the darkness.
One of my favorite bits is I saw the other day as a Facebook reel was Donald Trump is Batman. I am vengeance, the best vengeance.
Yeah, but that's a guy who was trying to do a Batman voice and
it
then
tripped
they,
into,
then they were the,
tripped
like,
into Donald.
You kind of sound like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh yeah, I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But But I sent that to you very long time ago.
It's possible.
Too. My favorite recent one is the eyebrow shaving. Say it with me.
I believe we talked about it. I believe we talked about it the last time we recorded it.
We probably did. No need for name trouble. Actually, I think we watched it on the episode.
Sam. Point four, Sam.
Sure. 4-3. Point four, Sam. See, I'm willing to give the points where they're due.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Yeah. Cocaine.
Chuck Finley. Actually, Chuck Finley gets a point.
Shut it. Don't even start
so
with me.
There's that.
Now who's being a bastard about points?
Hey, people are people.
It's fair. When I look at the screen, I don't see Sam Axe. I see
it's Chuck
Finley.
Finley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fiona doesn't have any other aliases.
That's because she's shitty.
No, because she's a badass. Oh. He needs aliases because he's scared. Bruce Campbell, if you're listening.
Please email.
I feel like you're scared to produce your own identity.
That's a lame painting.
That's terrible. I would never hang that in my house.
Pistol whip. It's a horrible painting. I don't
it is.
It.
Who would want to fucking buy that?
He's already there. Nope. Okay.
What are you doing here? One of the problems with running a criminal conspiracy is that there's no real way to avoid trust issues with your coworkers.
Where's the painting?
He took it.
Yeah? Who took it?
Spy. He was here and he took it and then he hit. If you steal with a guy...
Technically, he hit you and then took it.
Correct.
The spy took it. You ripped me off. You tried to kill me. And you can't come up with anything better than that. I swear to God.
This fucking six shooter? If you kill with
him, he knows. It's a good gun right there. Reliable. Ain't gonna jam.
That's true.
Ooh.
So they killed a guy. They killed a guy. Is that the first time they've killed, like, direct death. Actions they took?
Direct
led to
actions
a,
led to a death.
A death?
Yes. I believe so, yes. Because otherwise we would have notated
we
that.
For sure.
And we would remember that.
Yeah.
I believe their direct actions related to a death.
Because, like, most of the time it's like, yeah, this thing.
Michael
like,
doesn't want death
no,
to happen.
Most,
he's usually protecting
most of the
from
time
him.
It's like they do this thing and then the wrap up is like, yeah, well, they scared this guy and he left town and blah, blah, blah.
The thing is, though, Michael's very big on that, on innocence.
Yeah. Like I said, I think
I'm pretty sure it's
got to be the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, Xena Warrior Princess did jump off a rooftop in
that
one episode.
That was her own choice.
Yeah.
That wasn't
because
their direct
action. Because he cornered her.
That was a choice.
Yeah.
That she made.
Right. This is different.
Which was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to see her tatas go down.
No. I'm a big Xena Warrior Princess fan.
I know you are.
But this is different. Because they purposely set these two dudes on a collision course that led to his assassin.
But they made
him.
The choice.
They did.
He made the choice to kill him.
Yeah.
It wasn't, but, point for fee. So it's tied again.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah. And her black outfit gives her another point.
That's not how this works. Is that true?
What?
Disruptor shells?
Yeah. Just like an impact shell.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or a 40 mic mic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Basically just shooting a wad.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Same thing. Not a wad of semen, but...
Oh, my God. No one even brought that up. Like, that was just you.
But when you think about wad, what do you think about?
I think
blowing a wad.
A little bit, yeah. The movie, the movie Accepted, the guy goes into cooking and he makes Glenn wads.
Yeah. Yes.
Glenn, I love your wad.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you did think about it. You just didn't want to say it.
Yeah, that's true.
I like how he's just going at it with the torch.
Turning the torch on and off. That's not how those work.
Actually, it is.
No, because he's like pulling it and it's flame, and then he lets it go and the flame goes off. And usually it's like you turn it on and then you click the button, which ignites the flame, and then the flame is just on.
Yeah, but then you let go unless you put the fucking holder on to hold the propane out.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's how that works.
Everyone that I've ever owned that's like that, you turn the little knob on the side, turns the propane on, and then the propane is coming out, and you click the igniter switch, and it goes click, and then and then they're on, and you don't have to hold the thing.
That's not how that works.
Well, and we're using different.
At all. That's not how that works.
It is.
We both got them from Menards. We're in Wisconsin. I know exactly which one you got, and it's not how it works.
I have never owned one of those that goes on the top of a propane thing.
It's a click. It's a lighter.
Where you have to hold it.
Absolutely.
No. I don't even know
what that
is. No.
Point for fee.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
She's leaning against the charger. She did two different things.
No.
Yes, she did. No. Yes, she did, Andy.
No, she doesn't get a point for just leaning against the charger.
She did two different things.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
What were the two different things?
That, and it's not cigars, it's the knife. Matching flowing daggers. Wait. That's... We didn't say anything about cigars, huh?
Nope.
Okay. And if you look, I don't know why I was thinking cigars. Oh. Love you, buddy.
Questionable.
It isn't. That hurts.
I meant it to.
I'll un-groomsmen you.
Cool. I'll free up the day then.
That's fucked.
You know I don't mean it, so it's not that
fucked. I
don't
know. I felt like you meant it.
Oh, stop it.
I felt like you meant it.
No. You're being a girl.
Perception's reality.
You're being a girl.
Shut up.
Facts don't care about your feelings. You missed most of me on that one.
I know, I did. I hit the couch.
It was a lot of couch. Lot of couch. Yeah.
Lots of couch.
Yeah, it was a lot of couch.
I don't know why you become so violent in these last few episodes.
Me?
Actually, it started because Danny told me to.
What, hit me?
Yes.
Why?
I told you. She emailed me saying to hit you.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And that's it.
They ended a tie.
Well, that's debatable.
It's not.
That's debatable.
It's not.
Because there's 6 minutes that we didn't watch.
Stop it.
If you'd like to rewind to those 6 minutes, see if he gets a point, we can.
Nope.
You just don't want to.
Well, no, because you also took away the point that then Sam would have earned, so it still would have ended a tie.
No, we gave him the point.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
It's a tie.
We did give him the point.
No.
Yes, we did. We can rewind.
We're not going to. It's a tie.
This damn episode.
They ended a tie.
You're ending in a tie. Cock.
They're ending in a tie. This is
like
a
five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we're so in tune.
Yeah. I don't know that we've really ever, we've had a couple where we've been different, but like,
but
we're
not like vastly.
No, usually it's like, I got a five, you got a six. We're usually pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a five.
Yeah.
It's an episode of Burn Notice.
Yeah.
It's a five.
At the end of the day, we're hanging out.
Yeah. Yep.
But yep. We got some steak to eat now.
Yes, we do. Anything else?
No, I got nothing else.
I got nothing. I think we
had a nice little shout out from Daddy D in the episode there.
Yep.
Yep. In the next episode that you'll hear, you'll hear the intro music for Daddy
for that.
D.
Yep.
And then you'll hear the voicemail for Daddy D.
And comments, questions, concerns, email us at
thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. Yes. And play us out, fucking Sinatra.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Didn't mean a thing to me. I hope I don't embarrass you too much here in front of all your friends.